Thank you for calling XBO. My name is Hope. How may I assist you?
Okay, I just called like 2.5 hours ago. And we've been waiting for the whole day for the delivery.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
89129.
And you said for today?
Today is 2 1 p.m.
Okay,
and now it's 5 p.m.
Okay, can you verify the name and the address associated with the order?
Frances Beltran, 10109 Foxtail Point Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89129.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for holding me. Still there? I do apologize. Okay, because I was looking at the ticket for the time frame.
Yeah.
And so it looks like it was updated for service, scheduled service date to 7, but they'll give you 30 minutes prior to arrival. That's what I'm seeing here for service, scheduled service date.
7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
7 p.m.
That's like a long wait. It's like the whole day wasted of our time. Because I called earlier, mm-hmm. and they said they'll tell somebody who was supposed to deliver at least to give us a call. Even at, you know, at least like tell us, okay, we'll be there. It's not like waiting us, let us wait for a long time.
Scheduled date. It's, and I do apologize, but they would, should give you a call 30 minutes prior to your arrival, but they are still en route as well. I do apologize.
Oh, yeah, because it says 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And now it's 7 p.m. We could
have
done something else, you know?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. What was that?
What I'm saying is, like, waiting the whole day for nothing, and we could have done something else important to do or whatever. And we didn't even get a call, like, you know, we'll be there today or whatever. There's no call.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Can you tell them at least to... say what time at least, you know, rather than just waiting here for nothing.
Okay, hold on one moment.
So I can do my errands, can do something, my grocery.
Okay, thank you for holding. Yes, I did reach out to the provider, and they should give you a call soon regarding the ETA of exactly where they are. And I messaged them directly.
Yeah, so I still don't know what's their ETA until they call, right?
Yeah, but they should give you a call soon.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's not the apologies, but they'll give you a call soon.
Service. Okay, how can we complain to who, right?
Let me see.
Is that a third party that you guys are contracted?
Yes, you can always fill out a survey online if you would like to file a complaint, but customer service is normally open during normal business hours, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. So what online, what kind of, what website, what do you want, what kind of?
It's installs.bestbuycares.com.
What? Under it's, Best Buy?
Yes, it's installs.bestbuycares.com.
Install.
And then period.
Best Buy?
Best Buy. Cares.com.
Yeah, install bestbuycare.com. Okay.
Yes, but they should contact you soon. The tech provider. when he's on his way.
Okay, so Best Buy contract you guys, and you contract somebody else too, that you don't have control.
The tech provider, he should give you a call shortly. I just messaged him about the ETA. So he'll reach out
okay,
to you
soon.
Okay,
but still we're not sure what time until they call me, like, I don't know, 6:30, something like that.
Normally they call you 30 minutes prior to arrival.
I know, that's what I mean. If they kind of come at 7, so they're going to call me at 6:30. Well, actually, they should call me now and tell me, like, okay, we'll be there, like, at 7 o'clock. So, I don't know, they'll be here at 7.
Yes, I just reached out to him, and he should give you a call shortly.
Yeah, tell them to call me and tell me ADA, not like 30 minutes before they're coming. They can call me now and let me know.
Yes, I'll give you an update on the ETA. I just reached out to him.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you and have a good day.